Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
All right, guys. Before the regular podcast begins, I just wanted to let you know that my co-host on Thursdays, Abe, has some stuff that he's going through right now at home. And for the next month, Abe is going to be unable to produce his regular shows that he does. But you can go to his Truth Social profile, Uncensored Abe, to get updates on what's happening and when things are going to be ironing out. If you have the ability to help Abe out, he really is going to need our support over the next month. You can go to his website, uncensoredabe.com, and there is a number of different ways you can help him out. He's got links to his Buy Me a Coffee, his Cash App. I think there's a PayPal there as well. But once again, that's uncensoredabe.com, and I'm actually going to put the link to that in the description below. Abe is an incredible patriot. He's a great guy, and he's somebody who really needs our support over the next 30 days or so. So if you can help out, then please, by all means, do. Other than that, I hope you enjoy the show. RPN is not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show. Chris Chow says over there on Rumble, good morning, all you beautiful patriots. I hope everyone is having a lovely day. Seems like not a day goes by that the fascistic Biden regime doesn't continue to expose itself on a daily basis. Just, oh man, I don't think a coherent statement has come out of that guy's mouth. And every time he makes a comment about the largest voting bloc in the country, it just shoots him in the foot even more. Who is telling this guy what to say? Certainly it's not anybody who wants the Democrats to win. Oh, I hope you guys are really having fun out there. Thanks for being here with us. Abe and I have a whole bunch of stories we're going to talk about. Obviously, the implosion of the Biden regime, that's number one on the docket. Do me a favor, don't forget to like and share this broadcast. Help us by getting it out there on your favorite social media platforms. And just sit back and enjoy the ride, guys. The end is coming. There's no way around it. It's just the logical progression of things. Hope you guys had a chance to check out the show yesterday. Do me a favor, sit back, relax, grab your popcorn, and we will be right back after this very special message from our sponsor. And please join me in welcoming my co-host on this and every Thursday, my good friend Al Keelan, a.k.a. Uncensored Abe. Abe, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. And the future of the world is a new beginning, if you could present it that way. It's more about the way the future, you know, there's a lot of discussion with people that we've had in the past about revelations, and I ended up reading a lot of revelations in the past few days, and it is very interesting to look at how the history of revelations can apply to a lot of different situations. And I ended up spending 2 hours yesterday with the pastor and kind of praying and having this discussion about this and why different religions present them the way they do. And the only conclusion that we came to is the only thing that matters is it's a new beginning. Do any of us really understand? If you're not a believer, you just collapse and that's it. Nobody understands how God works, but what we understand is it's a new beginning. And the bigger picture of the discussion today that you talk about, I was thinking about this while you were talking. You know, the old guard, the power of the old guard, right? Imagine working your way up through your life. You and I are in our, you know, 40s or whatever, and you get to a part in your life where you attain a certain stature, a certain power. And in this realm of where you have this power, you now become into your late 70s and 80s, and you were the smartest back then. You had the most influence. You had the most clout, whatever, like that. And so you have that old guard who still thinks they have the smartest perspectives, the greatest ideas, the solutions for the world, and the smartest things that you just peasants just don't understand because you're too stupid to get it. You don't get it because you're too stupid to get it. These people are all the same. Mm-hmm. They're all the same. What they really are at their core is a bunch of pathetic little children who go around bullying and pushing buttons and trying to destroy people because they can't get their fucking way. Mm-hmm. They're the same as the kid that was on a playground that whined and said, "I'm taking my little ball home because you're fucking smarter and better and faster and everything better than I am." And not only that, but your ideas and your solutions actually create a better planet. Huh? I don't like that. I'm going to destroy more. That's the pathetic that we're dealing with. So understand your enemy, but understand these kind of people are very dangerous because they don't have any kind of
there's a moral compass.
Sense about them?
Yeah.
Compass, anything. So, you know, I mean that this is the world that we're living in. These people don't understand that there is a new power structure in place presented with the guidance and the backing and the power of our Lord Jesus Savior, God. Mm-hmm. And if you think that you are your own God, you are demonic. And if you think that you have the power to destroy based on your own power, that's where Revelations is going to have its own little thing, how it plays itself out. So these are just kind of the thoughts that I've had over the past few days, bro. And part of your monologue is that idea of that. And in the Biden regime, as you see them just trying to understand why they, I can't get with them. I don't understand how they think. I can't, everything I say, they're hearing it differently.
Yeah. These people are collapsing. And here's the thing, you know, when you look at the moves that they're making, the things that they say, I mean, clearly it's from a place of desperation. They understand that they are losing the narrative, and they have been for quite some time. And it also points to me to the fact that there is an orchestrated nature to this. I mean, what president, what political party in their right mind would demonize over half the country? I mean, at worst, over half the country, it's probably closer to 75 to 80% of the country. It's almost as if they know that there is no way that they're going to maintain power. They're not going to be able to cling to that brass ring much longer. And as they get further and further off that cliff, closer to the bottom of that ledge that they've stepped off themselves, they don't have any concept of what they can do to get that power back. One of the things Joe Biden said this week, he actually called MAGA people fascists. And, you know, obviously that couldn't be further from the truth. We are fighting fascism. We're fighting communism. We are fighting this inherent evil that's present in the power structure of this corrupt and failed establishment. We have
into
to
the
do
market.
Yeah. And we've been doing this for a long time. So, you know, we're self-assured and our faith guarantees us a place after this life. You know, life here on earth is not the only life that we get, but it doesn't mean that we should abdicate any of those responsibilities or fail to try to live up to the best possible plan that God has for us. We have to be the best that we can here so that we will be the best in the next life. And these people don't understand that. For them, the only life is this life. And the only thing that they're ever going to have is what's in front of them right now. You know, it gives us a tremendous perspective and the ability to see far beyond what we have right here in front of us. I'm talking about the long game at this point. It's not just the future of mankind on Earth. It's the future of our eternal souls. And I hope that at some point these people get the opportunity to come to that realization. But as it stands right now, it looks to me like they are absolutely destroying themselves and any semblance of a possibility they have to maintain power here on Earth. So after Joe Biden called us the largest voting bloc in American history and currently in the world, fascists, his press secretary backed him up on this. They said that we are a threat to democracy. We're not a threat to democracy. We're not a threat to this great experiment, the American Republic. We're a threat to the power structure of the deep state. Let's go ahead and listen to this real briefly. I want to hear Karine Jean-Pierre say
a little perspective before you play this.
Yeah.
Into the mind of a childish old guard. I didn't get my way, so you're a fascist.
Exactly. And they're not going to get their way. They are so used to getting their way. They have had everything handed to them on a silver platter because of their nepotism and their relationships and all of the money and power that they've had. And all of that is not going to be in their hands for much longer. Let's listen to Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear as he can be on that particular piece when we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms. The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights.
A threat to them and their ability to maintain power, a threat to them and their ability to rule over the plebs. Absolutely, we are energized. Absolutely, we are taking the power reins of our country back. Absolutely, we are going to bring justice and balance, and we're going to restore the American Republic that our founding fathers intended for this land, for this nation. And that is a threat to people like Joe Biden, to people like Karine Jean-Pierre, to people like Hillary Clinton. I can name names for hours and hours and hours. But Joe Biden, I don't even know that Joe Biden is making these talking points. Let's be honest. He's a puppet, all right? He is simply being directed. And, you know, he may think he's being directed by somebody from the Democratic Party, but who knows? It might be somebody else directing him to simply deep six the Democrat Party. Here he is making that comment about Americans being fascists and talking about us fighting the government. We don't want to fight the government. We're not looking to have a civil war. They need us to have a civil war so that they have a reason to commit wholesale slaughter on the streets of this great nation. Let's listen.
And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use.
First of all, that landed flat, even among the Democrats that they paid to be in that audience. You can see they've got police officers right there behind him. And look at this. Look at what he's trying to push. Safer America. This is not a safer America under Joe Biden. America has never been more dangerous. America has never been more lawless. America has never put the safety and security of its nation on the back burner in the same way that it has under the Democrats and under the leadership of the radical left-wing socialists that currently control the Democrat Party.
Our democracy is a moniker for our new world order.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
At its core, if you really want to understand, our democracy is just that. It is the power structure that is our ties to the higher powers are going to be ruled down by the people, and humanity will continue to be enslaved as it has since the foundation of humanity. No. The slavery of the human race ends. Okay, this is told by the prophets of old on all sides of the religious/spiritual debate And there is no discussion. All right. There is no debate. There is no, well, I'm going to change it. This is going to happen. The world powers that control the BlackRocks, the Rothschilds, the Soroses, the name them. Just keep naming them and re-expose them again, because the BlackRocks and all of these philanthropists, how do you say that I'm a philanthropist. And what I do is I philanthropize. Dude, fuck your philanthropist. Go fuck yourself and go find an island somewhere. Here's what you guys should do. I have a great idea. What's that movie called, The Beach or whatever, where they buy a giant island and they go have giant orgies and they fucking go live their own little lives by themselves?
Yes, near Indonesia, I think, yeah.
Go find a freaking island somewhere. Take all your little clans and all your little fucking retarded offlings with you and go there and stay there forever. Otherwise, we'll just have Elon Musk fly you off to Mars permanently. You can have your own colony over there, because done. All right. You guys have the amount of people we are talking about here on this planet versus the established New World Order. They should be fucking scared, because we have been beyond patient with these people. And if the power structures that are supposed to and have an oath to protect humanity and our unborn and our and equality for all on all sides of the scale, if the people who are held in positions of power do not hold on to their oath, they are going to be the ones who are going to pay for this all the way up the chain, because they don't realize that these powers are using them to bring on the destruction of the United States of America and thus the enslavery of the planet. If you can't understand that, if you can't wrap that concept around your simple little pathetic fucking skull, go the fuck away. Get the fuck out of our way, because we're done with these people.
Yeah, I hear there's an island near the Virgin Islands that's up for sale, that's completely open, and I'm sure that there are tunnels that exist underneath it. Now, when Joe Biden, the reason he went to Pennsylvania is because, obviously, because of the Democrats' soft-on-crime policies, because of the increasing violence, murder, thievery, rape, you name it, all across the board, all across these Democrat-run strongholds in these major metropolitan areas, Joe Biden went out to try to overcome the messaging that currently is out there in Americans' minds, that being Democrats equal crime. And this Saturday, President Trump is going to be holding a rally for Dr. Oz and Doug Mastriano and a whole bunch of other Pennsylvania candidates. So Joe Biden is getting ahead of the curve, trying to kind of control the messaging going into this weekend. But here's the thing. Anytime Joe Biden opens his mouth, it's a bad look. It's a bad look for the Democrats. It's a bad look for Joe Biden. And it's a bad look for anybody who thought that he was going to be anything other than a feeble old dementia patient. Take a listen to this, because for me, it really encapsulates the underlying mental position of Democrats and people of Joe Biden's ilk.
If I can just interject for a moment, my deceased son, Bo, he was the attorney general of the state of Delaware. And what he used to do is go down in the east side, what called the bucket, highest crime rate in the country. There's a place where I was the only white guy that worked as a lifeguard down in that area, on the east side. And you know where you can always tell where the best basketball in the state is and the best basketball in the city is. It's where everybody shows up.
I don't know what he's thinking. First of all, he always invokes Bo. Yes, Joe, I know your son is no longer with us. Yes, I know he served. Yes, I know that he was the AG of Delaware. But every single time you tell a story, you don't have to relate it back to Bo. The reason he does this is because it's probably the single only relatable story that he has in his entire backstory. Okay, the only thing, everybody has experienced loss. A lot of people out there have had children. A lot of people out there have had to deal with cancer, people in their families having cancer. But Joe Biden has been living in this ivory tower for so long, protected from the true nature of America and what's been happening to the average everyday person out there on the street. And he was in that statement right there, Abe, he was going back to that corn pop story where he was the only white lifeguard And Corn Pop is a bad dude, and, you know, black people play basketball, so I might as well bring that up. I mean, it's like just full of racial stereotypes and invectives. And, you know, if I was anybody that didn't know what was going on with Joe Biden, I would be wholly offended when he opens his mouth and starts telling these stories. I feel like, once again, Joe Biden has done more work to sign up new registered Republicans than anybody else out there.
This is interesting, man. This kind of hit me a little bit differently, because
okay,
if you think about how the historical bloodlines that we talk about all the time, right? How the Game of Thrones structure, all that stuff, right? And if you think about how you could learn things about your opponents with genetic and other information using genealogy things.
23andMe or something like that?
So say one person uses that, and all of a sudden, holy crap, you can learn things about people. And if you have that kind of information, you can use that in a very effective way against the sons, right? The sons are the ones that carry the genome, right? So, which is supposed to be this very special thing, right? We're all selected because we're all very much better than everyone else out there. Obviously, that black man over there could not do what I do because I have special blood in me, you see. That's the way they believe. They don't believe that somebody that I met this week who is just like me, man, just like me, just a dude getting through life, man. You know what I'm saying? He has no idea how far his blood goes back and stuff like that. Maybe that dude's blood goes back to the origins of the migration of Africans or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe this dude has no idea, right? But he's sitting here right next to me having a conversation with me, right? But that does that mean that we are these special beings on this planet, that we are much above the other peasants down there, that peasant over there couldn't find a way to change the world, or Tracy Chapman could come out of nowhere to be one of the greatest living artists in my lifetime that has sure. affected me more ways that I could possibly believe. And guys, homework assignment, go listen to Tracy Chapman after this.
Oh yeah, that's great.
That's the ideas that I come from this. And it is that uppity nature about how you feel about yourself. What's the term for somebody like that?
Well, they're talking down. They believe that they truly are some like savior figure because they don't believe in God. They see themselves as gods. They see themselves as having some rightful place over the rest of mankind. And especially when it comes to people of color, you know, they call everybody that they disagree with racists. But at the heart of it, it's what's in their own hearts. You know, this is what they see. They are elevated in their minds because of their bloodline and their special lineage. And they see everybody else as meant to serve them. I mean, we know that the Democrat Party was born out of the desire to control the lives of men and to keep people as slaves. Listen to this one, too. You know, this somebody in the chat said, you know, what happened to his dementia? His dementia is still there. OK. And in that same speech, he had this gem to say.
Do you realize the bullet out of an AR-15 travels five times as rapidly as a bullet shot out of any other gun?
The bullet of an AR-15 travels five times as rapidly as a bullet of any other gun. I mean, that is an easily fact-checkable thing. And anybody that hears that knows anything is going to be able to check that real quick. So
it's not even close. Maybe you can get them up to two times, and some of them, if you're really good, you can, depending on what kind of round you're using and stuff. No, not even close.
No.
And that's not the point anyway. Go ahead, finish your point.
Well, you know, it's the fact that he's losing it. And tonight we're going to have a really special example of that, because apparently he's going to address the nation tonight. Now, I'm actually hosting a roundtable, a January 6th roundtable at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Nobody cares what Joe has to say.
No.
Stop talking Go back to your bunker in the fucking basement and let the adults take over.
This is the thing. The only reason I have any interest in it at all is because I'm interested to know which Joe Biden they actually put out there. Is it going to be the bright-eyed and bushy-tailed amphetamined Joe Biden? Is it going to be the one that's sleepy and falling over? You know, I mean, he's obviously got a couple of different doubles, people doing his work for him. I don't know which one is actually the Joe Biden that was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania. But I think it's going to be another tremendous example of sound bites that we're going to be able to use in future campaign ads. So I think that we should pay attention to it for that. Now, a lot of people are calling for President Trump to do like a counter speech. You know, I mean, I've been personally waiting for Truth Social to have the ability to like go live, you know, kind of like Twitter had Periscope. And I was just thinking, like, you know, how awesome would it be if President Trump, like, immediately went live on Truth Social? Can you imagine how many people would be there, like, watching? I mean, even if he went live on Rumble, I mean, just to do some type of response to it. I think it's an opportunity. President Trump, if you hear me, if anybody has a line to President Trump, definitely get in touch with him. Let him know that this is something that I think America needs. And even more than that, can you imagine, Abe, if President Trump, like, live streamed Joe Biden's speech and did live commentary over it, like with a point by point breakdown, pointing out, you know, where Joe Biden's failings were. I don't know. I think it's a good idea, and I would love to see it.
Sounds like some homework I should maybe take on. I mean, I got a couple errands I got to run today, but thank God for some veterans that helped me out yesterday with my truck, man, here locally.
Right on.
You know, thank God for. Halfway through, and a dude just happened to be sitting on the side of the road, and I needed water bad. I didn't have any water, you know. So, dude hands me a nice ice cold water. Says, "Boy, you got a long way to go. You should turn back." You know, thank God for the McDonald's girl who could tell I was down on my luck and helped me out with a sandwich and some fries and a couple of drinks and let me just relax for a little bit. And, you know, thank God for the police officer who handed me a blanket and a $25 gift card and sent me to a place now where there's a lot of things that are happening, bro. There's a lot of things that are happening on so many levels. And part of the Patriot Games concept and part of the idea of what we're all doing here is focusing each one of us on what best we can do at any given time, right? If I can't give something right now, there's another guy in standby that can give. If you're hurting on one day and somebody needs to take over for you, or somebody needs a second opinion to go to, all of these things, man, we have been working on this for so long that we are a highly oiled, effective machine that can't be stopped. And they're maybe starting to realize that now, I think. I think they're starting to get the idea that maybe they have been so naive that they didn't realize that they were being used to bring more evil and destruction and mayhem. Because I don't think people really want that, right? They don't want destruction of everything because they need the slaves.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think there's a lot of real realizations, and part of the Great Awakenings that we've talked about is much more than just the Great Awakening that is Q and QAnoners and these crazy conspiracy theorists who know too much about us. It is a spiritual awakening. It is a understanding that if you believe you are all your own God, that is demonic. That's simple.
Absolutely. So let me flip the script here to a kind of expanded discussion about that awakening, because, you know, I think one of the most spectacular things that we've seen recently has been the exposure of the FBI and the DOJ. You know, it's been pretty incredible to watch the desperation on hand, to watch the decisions that they've made to really drive the point home outside of our group, outside of our segment of the American population, to just the normal people out there, the people who don't know what's going on, who only know that things are not right. When they see the FBI and the DOJ raiding the home of a former president. They say, hey, you know, something's not right. That we didn't want that happening to Hillary Clinton. We wouldn't like that if that happened to Barack Obama. Sure, there is going to be a small segment of the American population who are like, yes, go get Trump. But I think they're going to be waiting for decades and decades. President Trump is not called the Teflon Don for anything. But if we're going to change the FBI, if we're going to change the DOJ, if we're going to usher in balanced, fair justice and, you know, take our thumbs off of the scales there, the only way to do that is to convince the American public that things have to change. And right now, there's a couple of things that happened in the last 24 hours that really drive that point home and encapsulate that. Now, we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. We got to take a break for the second half of the show, but we'll be right back after this. All right. So getting back to the exposure of the FBI and the DOJ, you know, this is a question I have gotten for years now, Abe. You know, people are like, I thought we were supposed to trust Ray. And I have always interpreted that phrase as, you know, trust Ray to commit the actions that he is meant to. Okay, now whether that means that Ray has been a good guy this whole time or that Ray was truly deep state and it was his job to show America that the FBI had to change. I think right now we might be seeing that it's the second, because the FBI agents that have stepped forward, that have blown the whistle, and even the ones that haven't, that have been kind of just sitting there passively watching as the any semblance of the respect and reputation that the FBI held has kind of withered away, they're losing confidence in Christopher Wray, and they're demanding that he step down. Now, I think that this could be an incredible opportunity. The thing is that if this happens under this Biden regime, we have really no way of knowing if that pick is going to be any better or any worse. Who knows? Maybe the deputy FBI director is going to step up and then take over for a while. We've seen that kind of Scaramucci model in the past. And it could be that this was set up long ago to ensure that we had somebody else that came into power. I tend to think that if Christopher Wray leaves and Joe Biden is allowed, or somebody from his regime is allowed to choose who that next FBI director is going to be, they're going to be even worse. Okay, it's going to be like Peter Strzok is going to head up the FBI or something like that, something terrible. But while this is happening, we have more moves that are being made by the FBI. Stuart Rhodes' attorney, who recently agreed to testify for him, has just been arrested by the FBI. Can you imagine the FBI arresting the attorney for somebody they are prosecuting? I mean, how desperate does this look? I mean, how bad does this appear to be for the FBI? Why are they so afraid that Stuart Rhodes is going to get an effective defense that they have to arrest his attorney? It's absolutely insane to me.
Well, how much power do you believe the FBI really has right now?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, in a large sense, you know, not much. I mean, they've been totally neutered. I mean, they've been put on display as a completely corrupt organization that is, I think, clinging to that last vestige of power.
Yeah, sorry. The power to disrupt, right? The power to yield their little badges around or whatever and act like they're secret agent man or whatever the fuck they think they are. But how much power do they really have? I've been kind of out of touch with some of the stuff that's been happening. I paid close attention to this stuff, but there has been, I think I saw, I don't know if it was hundreds, but there was a ton of whistleblowers that had come forward recently. And then also there was there somebody that was walked out? Has there been some recent changes at the FBI?
Oh, yeah.
Not just in Maine, but all around the country, I believe there's been some major changes around happening.
I mean, Tim Tebow was the only one that I knew that they walked out and that he no longer works there. His attorney put out a notice saying that, oh, you know, after 30 years of service, Tim Tebow left voluntarily the other day. A month ago, apparently, he told the FBI that he was going to be retiring. And that happened to just immediately coincide with all the whistleblower activity. Are you still there? I think we might have lost Abe.
Sorry. I heard he was escorted out by and escorted somewhere. So
absolutely, I heard the same.
I don't know if that. Yeah. All right. So, but it wasn't just.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Ebo, who, by the way, maybe is Ray Epps, and maybe they're the same people. I don't know. Ask Ivan about that. Maybe there's some connections there that I think that were and also these were part of the people that were assigned to certain groups, right? Certain extremist groups.
Mm-hmm.
So the Tebow move is there's a lot more there than meets the eye. I think I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going off of kind of again. This is just trying to process it, but it's not just Tebow. There have been major other changes all around the country in the lower offices too. So keep an eye on those resignations of FBI lower special agents in charge and all that. All these secret agent men. Mm-hmm. So keep an eye. But also. Would this have happened if Ray was a black hat?
No. Well, here's the thing. I really don't know how to answer that, because I feel that the whistleblower activity that's taking place at the very least forced Ray's hand. You know, I think that until that happened, he had a level of plausible deniability. You know, he could have said, you know, hey, I'm overseeing the entirety of the FBI, and how do I know? They go on the word of their FBI agents. They attest to the fact that, you know, these crimes have been committed, or this reasoning exists for why this investigation should be taking place. And it's kind of the same level of trust that Americans have to have in their elected representatives and in these institutions. You know, we give that away on the promise that those people, those institutions are going to be doing right by us. But they haven't been, and we know that. And it's clear that the FBI and the agents that have been running these investigations haven't been doing that either. So would Christopher Wray have done, you know, made this move to remove Tebow had it not been for the whistleblower activities? I don't know. I think that it's incontrovertible now. I mean, there's no way that they can get around it. I mean, it's obvious. It's out there. Chuck Grassley, you know, he's making public statements about it. I think that we're going to have massive investigations and hearings that are going to be taking place in the next session of Congress. So I don't know. I truly can't tell you one way or the other on Christopher Wray.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to watch. So, but yeah, I think you know, the bigger picture of this discussion is there really that many bad FBI agents out there that are willing to turn blind eyes to horrific things? You know, is it really that many bad people that are just, you know, under control, that they can't make the decision that maybe it's just the right one, even though, you know, they're kind of getting guided? There's a lot more, excuse me, I think that's happening on that front as far as what people are seeing happening, and how far they're trying to push them away from what the whole reason why they're serving, right? So I think the idea of the whistleblowers is more a conscious understanding of where they want to try to take this. And so again, how much power does the FBI really freaking have? I mean, they have to go through the DOJ, and we know that the DOJ is headed up by Garland, and Garland is using them as his Stasi. I mean, that's really what he's doing. He's using them as his secret police force to go around and try to intimidate anybody who dares stand up against old Bozo's freaking pathetic ass. So behind all of this is kind of a grudge match because of another pathetic loser that should go find another private island and take a fucking hike for the rest of his life. Because these people believe, seriously, like you said earlier today, they believe they've been selected. Barack Obama, for instance, his whole life has been groomed for the next potentially what planet leader, because of since he was probably one month old, he's been groomed into his position. So he feels like he's something special too, even though They'll just flick him off like another dime a dozen. I mean, the life he's lived, he's seen more suffering and more destruction of the black race than probably anybody on this planet. And yet here he is still being a little puppet Uncle Tom for the white man. I mean, how pathetic can he be? So, right. I mean, you know, these people are going to either start figuring out that they have been used for destruction and have their own great awakenings, or they're going to end up destroying themselves. That is the future of how this is going to play itself out. And we're living. It's kind of fun, right? We're all just kind of observing, living, and doing what we can to make sure that we restore the foundation of equality and the foundation of Martin Luther King's actual dream. And that dream will be restored, even though, the FBI tried to destroy it the first time.
Right, right. Now, one of those, okay, so just a point that you made about, how many people really are compromised in the FBI? Certainly, it doesn't take that many. All you need are certain people in positions of power, and they can kind of direct the flow of investigations, introduction of evidence, and give directives. You know, people are meant to take orders in organizations like this. And in certain places of around the country, we know that there are enclaves of corruption, more corruption that exists. One of the places that I have been covering in recent months has been Utah, because there was a prosecutor in Utah that was implicated in a child trafficking, child smuggling scheme, and also the molestation of a whole group of people. It was a ring of child traffickers. We've just gotten word that this ring perhaps may have touched the FBI. Now, we don't know for certain whether or not these people are connected. It could just be that child trafficking and child abuse is more prevalent in Utah than in other places. It is a remote place. You know, people have traditionally lived in Utah because, they wanted their privacy. They wanted their liberty. They wanted their freedom. The same could be said for people who wanted to engage in heinous acts against children, because they could go someplace where they would be, you know, kind of left alone in a different way. And I don't want anybody to assume that I'm trying to insinuate that Utah is, a haven for child traffickers or a haven for abuse, because we know that this happens all over the nation. If anything, I am giving props to the people of Utah and to the law enforcement agencies that are facing the stuff that they've got going on there. Same with Grady Judd down here in South Florida. We have this 65-year-old FBI agent who has just been arrested on suspicion of abusing multiple children. Is there a connection to the fact that he lives in Utah? I don't know for certain. But I can tell you that it might make it easier because there's just simply more landmass and people are not as connected right up on top of each other. You know, we know that there are child trafficking networks that go through certain places. Ohio is a huge place for child trafficking because you've got I-80 that goes right through there, and then it'll take you right up into Michigan, or it'll take you over there into Canada. And they've just got places that have made it easier for them to smuggle children and to abuse them. We don't know exactly what this guy is accused of, other than he is facing 4 first-degree felony counts of aggravated sexual abuse of a child, 4 Class A misdemeanor counts of lewdness involving a child, and 2 Class B misdemeanor counts of lewdness. Now, the sheriff said, "We are aware of the arrest of the FBI agent." Oh, excuse me. This is the agency talking. "We are aware of the arrest of an FBI employee. The FBI takes allegations of misconduct very seriously. As such, the incident has been referred to the FBI's internal affairs section. Can't comment on an ongoing investigation." We don't know what he did at the FBI, but apparently a little girl told her mom in June that she wanted to talk about something that happened to her. Happened on multiple occasions, and I'll tell you this, if it happened to one little girl, Abe, you know that it happened to multiple children. This guy's 65 years old, he's had ample opportunity over the years to abuse children, and it's a sad, sad thing. But the good news is that he's been caught.
Well, I don't know how to comment on this. I'm gonna reserve comment.
Okay. Now, I see a couple people saying, you know, it's Mormons. I don't think that it's the fact that it's just Mormons out there. I mean, you've got all different types of people. Yeah, definitely, you know, Mormons settled in Utah. But I know we have Mormons who watch the show who are good, God-fearing people, who have nothing to do with any of this. You know, it's just like when you see somebody of a particular color who is involved in a crime. You can't just say that it's like, you know, those people. You know, and even the same with Hollywood. Yeah, we got a lot of child abusers out in Hollywood, but not every single one of them are. This is something that I think that is very important. And obviously, the allegations that have been made, they need to be addressed. And this guy very easily, personally, I think it's more likely that he was able to get away with it because he was an FBI agent, not necessarily because he was in Utah. So I'm just glad to see it. All right.
Keep an eye on it.
Yeah, definitely keep an eye on it.
There's going to be a lot more of those, I think, that you know, again, there's more good than bad. I think a lot of us get wrapped up into the, you know, we've all been traumatized by everything. I mean, pick a perspective. The realizations of the truth of the fake news and how we've all been manipulated is a hard pill to swallow. I think a lot of people are going through that pill right now where they're like, holy crap, I thought I really understood things on a different level. Now I'm just like, I have no clue. I guess none of us know what's going on. Well, exactly. But the thing is if they were to just finally understand that how they've been being used, and this is not just, you know, a directed message towards a specific group or anything like this. This is just an idea of simple humanity's protection of the those that can't protect themselves, right? Mm-hmm. Our children. It's that simple.
Absolutely. Now, I want to take it back to the mid-90s. Remember when we were getting all of that news about priests in the Catholic Church being serial abusers? You know, at that time, everybody was, you know, oh, it's the Catholics, it's the priests. I don't think it's all Catholics. I don't think it's all priests. I mean, what I see is an issue with institutional power using that power to abuse children and to protect people that are part of that institution, whether it's the FBI, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's the CIA, whether it's the Catholic Church, whether it's a variety of Christian church, because Christian ministers have done this exact same thing. It's pretty much endemic across every power structure that you can imagine here in America, and very specifically in the intelligence community, because they use children as a method, a commodity, a black market commodity by which they can control people. They put child abusers into positions of power, into positions like this guy at the FBI, into positions of government, elected officials, people at corporations that are CEOs and that are high-level executives. They make sure that these child abusers are elevated to positions of power because that way they can be controlled. They can use that sick perversion that they have to put leverage on them, to get them to do what they want. I think across the board, we're talking about an institutional problem here rather than a problem with any one group or any one religion. People often say, you know, the Democrats frequently end up being child abusers. You take a look at Democrat politicians that end up getting caught for child abuse. There have been a fair number of Republican politicians that have done the same thing. I would say they were rhinos. I don't believe any true American patriots are involved in the wholesale abuse of children. But it's a problem with positions of power. Go ahead.
Remember question we had with Liz, man. I was so happy I had a chance to meet Liz Corkin, because if you guys want to understand to the depths that they will destroy somebody for daring to speak the truth about Pizzagate, that her story should become a documentary. In fact, if there's anybody out there, Spiro Productions or any of you guys out there, if you can get a message to them, they should reach out to Liz and do a documentary about her life story.
Oh, that's because a great idea.
Yeah, I think that would be great to see, because a lot of us, and it's not just like Liz, you know what I'm saying? Like each one of us has like said, but that person or this person, whatever, you know, we've all had like these snap opinions on people and stuff. And then you go back and realize, well, like, damn, none of us really know what the hell, we're all in our own little Schrodinger's box of reality. And now we're all breaking out of that Schrodinger's box of reality. If anybody that's an intellectual elite will understand what breaking out of Schrodinger's box of reality means.
So the deep state apparatus has struck again in Alaska. They have that ranked voting present in Alaska. So it means that basically the person with the top number of ballots moves on to the general election. Sarah Palin has been defeated as a result of the ranked choice voting. And then also, of course, mail-in ballots. This is the first time in 50 years that a Democrat has been elected in Alaska. Pretty amazing stuff to see that in this very solid red state, we now have a Democrat that's going to be advancing. I think that this is as much to do with the rhinos that exist in Alaska as it does with the Democrats. I think that Sarah Palin should contest this election. I think that she should take it to its legal, logical conclusion, because I don't believe that this is a fair and free election. And I hope that the people of Alaska are just as angry about this as I am.
Who's the Republican that did? There's a Republican and a Democrat that made it, I believe, right?
Oh, I'm sure that, well, I mean, in the, hang on. It just says that, well, this was a special election. So Mary Peltona is going, she actually beat Sarah Palin. So she's going to replace Representative Don Young in Congress. I don't know how long his tenure was supposed to last. I don't know when his term was going to end. But there's a, you know, a chance that Sarah Palin could come in the regular election and actually beat her again. But I just I hope that she takes this to court.
There's a bigger. Are we good here?
Okay,
because I had to turn the air on.
Sure.
The what was I gonna say? First of all, This is a pure indictment of the ranked choice voting system. And the reason why they call it our democracy is because they believe that the most popular person wins. I'm the most popular in on the playground, and now I'm 70 years old and I'm not popular anymore, so I'm upset. That kind of mentality, right? So that's what you're dealing with. And again, the ranked choice voting system is an indictment of our democracy because it doesn't give the pure picture of the vote of the people. All it does is it spreads votes out, and then they're able to easier manipulate the elections that way with using less votes. All right. There, if you spread votes out over three, four, five ways, then there's less areas where you need to throw in a 10,000 or 2,000 votes and it won't look so obvious. That is why ranked choice voting must go away forever. And any kind of a semblance of this is also the foundation of getting rid of the Electoral College, because once they get rid of the Electoral College, then they can implement this kind of standard statewide, and then they rule the world forever, which is why they're so upset with any discussion of election integrity and why the discussion of election integrity needs to continue to go forward with voter IDs. Because if you have actual, if we were to have actual voter ID in person one day, paper ballot voting, you would see that these people never get elected, that their selection's not elections, and they don't want that truth to come out there because that stops their one world order control. And this is why the bigger picture of this is coming into play right now, because we've already made the changes going into the midterms, right? Mm-hmm. In the key states, that the changes have been made to stop what happened before. That doesn't mean they're going to go different angles from it, but the reality is those angles will be covered. And so any cheating going forward, they're going to get caught. And they've already been caught in the 2020 election. And now it's a matter of how far they're going to continue to push. And then at that point, then you're going to start really seeing some things happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So do you remember what Roy Blunt had to go through a couple of years ago, getting smeared in the mainstream media? You know, they made up a bunch of lies about Roy as a result of that, and they spent millions of dollars right at the end of the race to essentially defeat him. It destroyed his credibility in the eyes of the people, and Roy didn't make it through. Well, he ended up suing because all those claims that were made about him were totally fictitious. He was awarded $8.2 million in a judgment, okay? I believe it was a civil case. So the same thing basically just happened to Eric Greitens in Missouri. Eric Greitens was the leader of the pack, okay? I thought Eric was a superstar. I thought that there was nothing that was going to be able to stop him. But he had already overcome allegations that his wife had made about him in the past. There was also that George Soros DA that had essentially fabricated evidence about Eric Greitens trying to get him taken out, probably at the behest of George Soros. Well, they did it again. They spent $12 million in the last few weeks of the race. Karl Rove, the brain trust of the George W. Bush administration, he got together with Eric Greitens' ex-wife, and they made up a bunch of new allegations, only this time they said that he physically abused their children. Now, I can't tell you how much of an impact that had on the race, but I can tell you Eric did not advance through that primary. I do believe that it must have had some type of an impact. But right now, we've just gotten word that a judge has ruled in a case that Greitens brought. There is no evidence of child abuse. The judge said flat out his wife lied and that his children were damaged by the ads that the rhinos in that state had put out trying to destroy Eric Greitens' credibility. So keeping in mind the judgment, Roy Blunt just got $8.2 million. You know, that was just Roy, just one man. All right. They not only sought to destroy Eric, but they sought to destroy. Did I say Roy Moore? Oh, my God. Yes, it's Roy Moore. Roy Moore. Sorry about that. Yeah. Hold on. Let me.
Yeah. Good call. I was trying to play.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Blunt was somebody that was being replaced. Blunt. That was
if you
want, in a different
if you want to do another documentary.
Hold on. We lost you. Are you there? I can see you, but I can't hear you.
Yeah, checking in. Is that better?
Yeah, we got you now. All right, so all I'm saying is that I think that Eric Greitens has quite the case here, and he can probably take Karl Rove, his ex-wife, the entire Rhino GOP establishment of Missouri. He can take them to court, and he's probably going to win a fair sum, because what they did to him was sick. What they did to him was absolutely disgusting. I want to end on two quick notes here, okay? Project Veritas recently came out with a report about a Connecticut assistant principal who was caught on undercover video admitting to discriminating against Catholics and older teachers, saying that he wouldn't even interview those people. He only wanted to hire the young leftists. That was all about the indoctrination of our children. Project Veritas put that video out. That guy has now been placed on leave. He is not going to be there to influence our children anymore. And then one final story that really just blew my mind. Abe, Bank of America has just announced that they're planning to offer zero down payment loans and also zero closing cost mortgage loans to Black and Hispanic borrowers. I mean, I don't know about you, but to me, that sounds suspiciously like mortgage discrimination. You know, we have fair lending laws here in America. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act, it makes it illegal to discriminate or to give out loans or terms based upon your color, race, religion, national origin, sex, marital status, or age, or because your income comes from public assistance. So this is clearly an effort to give much more favorable loans to people based upon the color of their skin. If they're not going to offer the same terms to another group of people entirely because they're white, yellow, red, whatever it might be, then this is extremely problematic. And Bank of America might have quite the case on their hands as well.
They're going to do the same thing they did in 2007 to the middle class of America and create a mortgage loan scandal where they're going to put people in debt in perpetuity. Yep. Bank of America is so desperate right now that they're trying to get anything done. If I was a Black American, I would, if I was any American, I would remove all of my assets from Bank of America immediately and put it into your local banks and credit unions.
Yeah, I agree with you. I use a local credit union myself. Okay, listen, let's go through the thank yous. There's only a couple over here on Foxhole. Thank you to Insight Gino and Cynthia. Cynthia says, we will not back down, we will not give in, and we will never, never give up. Thank you to J2 Dank and Chops ITMC. He says, parasites would never stop trying to puppeteer other humans. Web Gorilla, good to see you, buddy. He says, great show today. We need to keep our composure. I agree. Tracy PCB says, we need more than an hour of YouTube. Well, thank you very much, but I have to prepare for the stream later on tonight, and I still have to mow the lawn today in the meantime. I need to say thank you very much to Lester. Lester said, happy birthday. Oh, it's WC Craneop. What's up, buddy? Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Good to see you out there, man. Haven't seen you in a minute. And then also over on Buy Me a Coffee, I think I saw something come through late last night, too. Oh, Flor Riccio. She said, peace, love, and much happiness. Happy birthday, Zach. Also, Shaylee said, hope all your wishes come true. And then Luann V, I think this was actually on my birthday, said, happy birthday, Zach. You look marvelous. Thank you very much, everybody, for the birthday wishes. I had a great day. Lisa and I went out and got some crab legs, and it was a great time. So listen, Abar, are you going live this afternoon?
I don't know, man. I got to figure some things out here. I got to get the for the first time, I had to shop as a bachelor. I mean, I've never had to. Such a surreal experience, kind of. Let's see, what do I need here?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of, you know, getting all of the ducks in a row on that front. So, you know, I just got to make sure that I'm protecting, you know, what I've built here and making sure that I'm not getting stolen from. So, you know, I got a lot of, on that front to do. What is today? Thursday? What time is Schmojo's speech tonight?
Probably he's going to go on around 8 or 9 o'clock, I would imagine. I mean, maybe 7. He's up there in the years. I don't know that he can stay awake until 9. They'd have to definitely pump him full of amphetamines if he's going to stay up till 9. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm going live at 9, regardless of what time Joe goes live. So we'll see what happens. But listen, Abe, you know, I love you, man. I'll be praying for you. Everybody out there in the audience, please pray for him as well. I also got a really horrible message earlier. The neighbor of one of our viewers had a fire at her home, and two of her children died in that fire. And then CPS came and took her third child away because they said that she didn't have a fire plan in place. Now, I don't know the circumstances of the fire, but I know that her two-year-old and her four-year-old are no longer with us. You guys, home fires are no joke. And I, you know, it doesn't matter what you do sometimes. I've had friends who died in fires, horrible, horrible fires. And sometimes it just doesn't matter. I mean, a fire can spread really fast. And depending on how it starts, if it's electrical, you know, maybe you don't even know it until it's too late. So just everybody make sure that you've got your fire alarms charged up, that you've got batteries in there, that you know what's going on. But keep this woman in your prayers because she doesn't deserve to lose her third child after having her first two taken the other day. It's one of the most tragic stories I can possibly imagine. All right. And I just... Oh, go ahead, Abe.
Perfect. That's not good news, man. But I don't know, man. This world is just, if you can't see that evil surrounds us, then I don't know what to tell you. And at some point, you know, something's going to give, right? So, y'all just take in the news as it is, as you see it. And let's just continue to stay focused on what each of us can do going into the election. The most important thing coming up is coming up in November, and we have very little time to organize at the local level, to not lose focus and say, well, I want to watch a movie. We need to make sure that we're out on the streets, getting involved, doing what we can to make sure that we're affecting positive change going forward. And everybody needs to stay singularly focused on that until November.
Absolutely. And I want to say thank you for to Kelly for sending over that that information. Now, one more thing. If anybody here has any resources that they can offer in terms of organizations that help with parents that are fighting CPS or trying to get their kids back, I know I've had a number of people on the show, but I've had so many people on the show that I'm not tracking what they're all doing ever since they've been on here. So if you guys can email me, if you have any connections, please, I would appreciate it. And I'll pass this on to Kelly. But other than that, let me say also thank you to Who Cares says great show. And then Cozy Bear said happy birthday. Thank you very much for that. All right, you guys, I will be back tonight at 9 p.m. for the January 6th roundtable. We're going to have a couple of documentary filmmakers here who have put out some great work in regards to January 6th. My friend AJ, who is a defendant in the January 6th trials. Also, Tommy Tatum and Bobby Powell, a couple of great photojournalists that were there as well. Everybody, please stay safe. Good luck and God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow.